This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, September 6, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Many Facebook feeds throughout the area are filled with photos of Confederate flag memorabilia for sale from vendors at the Columbia County Fair this weekend. The fair closes Sunday, September 6th, and since September 2nd, vendors at the fair have been selling items with the stars and bars. The Staley B. Keith Center for Social Justice Facebook feed includes several photos and quotes from the fair's leader. Quote, "For some time it has been our policy to discourage the sale and display of Confederate flags and other objectionable materials at the Columbia County Fair," unquote, said Nelson Alford, a lawyer who's the fair's president of the board. Quote, "The policy is in place. It has worked very well and will continue," unquote. The New York State Fair banned the flags this year, and while officials at the Delaware County Fair welcomed them, and Greene County Youth Fair officials looked the other way. The Daily Freeman admits it made a mistake with its initial reporting of the traffic deaths of Dante Crump, 22, of Kingston, Adam Jeff McQueen, 22, of Ulster Park, Kareem Meeks, Jr., 24, of Kingston, and Jonte Clark, 26, of Kingston, which included some criminal records. Quote, "An early web version of an August 27th follow-up story on the deaths included the criminal records of some of the victims. The information was deleted from the story a little less than 2 hours later and did not appear in print. The Freeman posted an apology on its Facebook page," unquote, the paper reported. Freeman managing editor Tony Adamus plans to apologize to protesters who plan to gather at 3 p.m. September 8th outside the newspaper's office on Hurley Avenue in Kingston. The Minister's Alliance of Ulster County, the End Jim Crow Action Network, the Kingston Council of Churches, Citizens Action of New York, and Midtown Rising are organizing the protest. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Sunday, September 6, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 82 and a low around 64. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 87 and a low around 61. And Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 86. This is Tom Roof for WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.